Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick, and another guest appearance from Raheel, as he just cussed in the background, and we appreciate that because it shows, it adds character to the show. We were talking about the Chris Webber Dadas were the ones that were white with like the chrome all over them when C-Web decided to do his own line after like Patrick Ewing had his own Ewing brand with the Knicks colors.
The Ewings were atrocious.
Yeah,
though.
And they
we
were
had
heavy
a lot
too.
Of dudes, a
bulky,
lot of dudes
heavy.
Loved the Ewings, but it wasn't my thing.
Y'all are talking shoes. I'm sorry. I hate interrupting your show, but I never get to talk shoes on my show.
Here we go again. We thought
we were about to get
claimed,
off of this.
He claimed it was just to say hi to Barry because I'd seen him earlier
in the air.
And the first chance he got to sit back down.
Well, let him give his take. So
invited
what's your,
himself
what is your
back in. Okay, Raheel.
Well, it's props
fine
to
me.
You guys because you guys get to talk about cool stuff. John isn't a shoe head. He's not a sneaker head.
I'm 100%
he's a something
okay
else head. I can give you a top five of those.
I welcome you to the show, Raheel.
I've been listening. That's why I'm here.
I'm just saying.
Well, if you're listening, you
what's
know
your
what we were
favorite
talking
shoes?
About.
What's your favorite shoes?
Top five.
All time?
Top five of all time.
Top five performance is the LeBron Zoom Series.
Overall. Because I added
overall.
Like,
we said there are separate categories. Like the top five most influential, I said the Chucks, the Puma Clydes that were suede, the Shell Toe Adidas. I said the unsung one that people don't realize is the original Nike Waffle Runner because they were made with, that's how they made the first running shoes for Nike. That was up there. And then,
but like I talked about from my youth, even like Zips, I always wanted Zips because the commercials. I had Kangaroos because you could, you know, put your
Clyde
key
was
or
a kangaroo
your lunch.
Guy for a
I'll years. Tell
so
you mine.
Like growing up, like there were phases that you went
sure,
through. That,
I think
that were
yeah, I think
to me.
Yeah, I think phases are important for me. Growing up, my all time favorite. If I had to own one pair, it would be the Reebok Questions.
Those, which ones?
The Blue Toes.
You're
the questions,
about, the, ones,
the first ones that he ever put out.
Yeah, the ones I showed him to Barry yesterday.
Not the preachers. Have you seen those?
Not the preachers.
Those were horrible. I didn't even know those
were. No, the questions. The first ever, the crossover commercial.
Were a takeoff, another Reebok version. If you didn't want the Iverson questions, then you got the preachers, which was essentially the same.
Same thing.
There's a name for what they put in the sole that wasn't Nike Air.
It was a Hex
technology.
Dude, I own an original pair. I actually wore them to Nick's place last week or 2 weeks ago.
The questions?
The questions. It's that trailer wheel and frame. I wore them. And they're all ripped up because I played in them because Iverson, I wanted to play like Iverson.
I still have a pair of the all white with the red trim and the red.
You know what these look like, right? I was telling him, this came up yesterday and I'm looking at the questions and they must have came out right after the Jordan 11s because they look like they're trying to be Jordan 11s,
the patents?
But they're not.
Yeah, yeah. They're I think they were. Absolutely.
Okay.
So those were my all-time favorites. And then all the other ones that I finally got a hold of, they re-released the Gary Payton gloves with the
zipper. Zipper up the front. Yep.
And we couldn't afford them growing up, so I finally got some re-releases.
Happy for those, huh?
Yeah.
Avery Bradley wore the gloves to open up the game the other night, and they were so uncomfortable, he took them off in the first quarter.
Oh, you can't play in them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because what we were talking about, too, was I listed my top five Jordans of all time, and I said, the Jordans forever, you don't play in them. No. They were just for fashion. Because they would kill your
dog.
True. Your toes would get all ripped up. Okay.
Never
play. But if you were hooping hard, Jordans were going to rip your feet open.
You have no idea how I hooped it in high school. Like, you have no clue.
Would you play in Jordans?
Yes. I was telling them the reason we played in
Jordans.
Too.
I think there's certain shoes that you can't play in.
The Jordan 6s, you could ball all day in with no problem.
Playground, or did you play competitively in high school?
No, playground.
See, I'm talking about
all day long.
Yeah, to me, I could never. Like owned Jordans
after
college.
I had a dude that played center for Jersey Village that lived with me. He was my foster brother. His name was Dante Jackson. We used to go down to like the local. I mean, we'd get up at 9 o'clock in the morning and go down to the rec center in Jersey Village and play until 9 o'clock at night.
Different feet, different shoes for different feet.
Yeah, I get it. Like on the playground,
I don't play in Jordans.
But I was gonna say, but on the playground,
my basketball playing
Jordans, because of the fact that they had the hard bottom.
Yeah,
they would last longer and they would be easier. But on like for practices and on the hardwood every day and day out, man, they would rip your feet open. They were so hard, and most people will tell you. If like for indoor basketball, Jordans are not comfortable.
Yeah, but look, different for me now, the Zoom Soldier 9s, the ones that you and I both play in, those are like the best shoes to play basketball.
And I will say this, the original LeBron Low with the air all the way through.
Those are good.
To me, is another shoe that I could play hoops in every single day, one of the most comfortable basketball shoes, and the Nike C-Web.
Yeah, have you all gotten into Boost yet, Adidas Boost?
No, I really like these Gary Paytons, though.
Oh, the zipper ones?
I need these. Dude,
the gloves.
The gloves.
Yeah.
I wore them twice, and then I don't have the heart to wear the re-releases.
I need these. I don't wear the Jordans re-releases. These navy and gray ones? Oh,
you saw the 13s I have.
Yeah, I saw the original ones.
The original
he has 13s. The original leather 13s.
Really? Not the re-release. Yeah, times, nice. White with the red on the side.
Not the re-release, like, crappy leather that Nike now puts on them.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
original ones are free. You can tell the difference, man. It's crazy.
Without but I was telling these guys, when my garage got broken into and they took like 66 pairs of my shoes.
Damn.
And took all my Jordans and all my Air, a lot of my Nike Air, and I had the original 3s, 4s, 9s, 11s, and 13s because they were all my favorite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and you lost all of them?
You know, I got married in the 11 lows.
You did?
Yeah. And my wedding party all had the black and white Air Force Ones.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pictures turned out good. We actually took some pictures on the basketball court.
We got to do these calls, man.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Sorry for keeping y'all.
No, I'm glad you did.
I'm glad y'all talked about it.
He's glad you did.
I just got my Space Jams.
I need to get on these Gary Paytons now.
How much did you pay for your Space Jams?
$237.
Gary paid $450 back in the day.
Yeah, I got mine a couple years ago just from, like, just on the market.
eBay or off
market? No, it was, like, I found some dude on Kicks on Fire or something like that. And
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they're,
and each re-release is different.
Like, yeah,
these are redesigned. Different. They actually have the 45 on the back.
Oh, do they?
The other ones didn't, right? They had, like, the 23. The low. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thanks, guys.
Granato got his Stan Smiths in.
Granato, he owns golf shoes.
A lot of them.
He's got some Stacey Adams he's hoops in.
Thanks for letting me talk shoes.
Bakabuchis. He's got some Bakabuchis. Yeah. Like, yeah. Some people call them driving shoes. John calls them workout shoes. Herb, you've been waiting for a while. You want to get in on the shoe discussion. What's up, man?
Who did we go to?
Herb.
Herb, right.
Just a little bit, because I was just getting ready to talk about the gloves, and I've been waiting, and then I heard the glove name.
Those are amazing, man. I had no idea.
Exactly. I have the white, red, and black ones. I think they had a red check, and I used to play high school basketball in them as well. But they were good hooping shoes for me.
Were they?
I don't know about everyone else, but yeah, I hooped in them. And then the Jordan 13s, I actually played a high school championship game in them, and I tore my ACL. So,
yeah, oh, man.
I wouldn't play basketball or football in Jordan. So.
Do you agree with me, though, that Jordans were fashionable, but if you tried to ball in them, they hurt your dog? They hurt your feet something fierce.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Everyone knows that. That's why they're more fashionable nowadays.
Yeah, that's why I think that they're so popular, because people wear them to wear out and kick around rather than hoop.
That had to have been later on, because I'm telling you, early, you could play all day.
I think for the most part, though, that was the fact that Michael wore them, so everybody wanted to wear them regardless.
Well, like I said, it's how we stood out, too. Like, you had, that was like the around, 5 and 6 is when they really started releasing different colors. And so we would.
All right, let's get Craig before we hit the break. Craig, you've been late, waiting a long time. What's up, man?
Yeah, just calling on those Dadas. I think, the best part of those that I didn't hear you mention was they had a little spinner.
Yeah, the Latrell Sprewell spinners. Yeah, we mentioned them.
Now, did you have these, Craig?
No, I didn't. I was more of an and one guy myself. So I was grabbing, put my hands on any pair of and one I could grab, silky smooth. But
were you
Dadas,
the professor or were you white chocolate?
I was definitely a white chocolate guy.
Okay.
Definitely white chocolate.
All right.
Now, do you still have your hand ones? Do you still have any, like, originals?
No, mom threw those away. Oh. I had a pair that was the all white. You know, they got that little the dirty off-brown looking colors. So mom pitched those. And then I had some all blacks that also kind of, faded. Mom decided I was done with them before I did.
That sucks.
I got to find. I had the.
Damn it, mom.
I had the Chris Webber. Dadas thing, I think, somewhere.
Do
I got
you?
In storage.
You need to rock those.
I got to dig those out.
Yeah.
All right, so we got plenty more to talk about. If you want to keep the kicks discussion going, you can call us on that. We still see Doc calling. We don't know what he's calling about, but we'll get to Doc Also, we got plenty on the jock. And don't forget, Keenan McCardell at 3:30. Keenan McCardell will talk football with you. So regardless of anything else, we will talk some football before the end of the show. As K-Mac comes in studio, as he normally does on Wednesdays, talk about football and anything else you got on your mind with Keenan McCardell, the ex-receiver of 19 years in the NFL. We'll be back with a lot more ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Quick Nick behind the glass as we're taking it till 4, as we're wrapping up a little discussion on shoes that got us started today. And I will say, one of the unsung shoes that I always hooped into, the Barkley Air Force 180s, were, I just showed you guys in the break, those were phenomenal. I loved those. The Air Max Uptempo, all the Barkley shoes, for what Jordans weren't in terms of on the hardwood, all the Barkley shoes were well cushioned. I guess it's listed now as the Nike Air Max Uptempo 2 Barkley CB.
Those were pretty sweet too. I'm surprised I never bought a pair of Barclays.
Man, most of them were really super comfortable. Even the Olympic one, the red, white, and blue one was cool. This one right here. And I always thought these were pennies, but I guess that's the Air Barkley Max Uptempo.
I don't think I owned any Barclays. I just had like the original Air Maxes, 92s.
I was all about the
running
Air...
shoe, like the running shoe Air Maxes.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I was all about, and still am, if it's got the air all the way through in the sole...
The Air Maxes I had, I remember them distinctly. They were like two different shades of green and white, and they were phenomenal. A couple of texts real quick. Just somebody, I'm only reading the ones that we haven't mentioned. Mm-hmm. So if I didn't read your text, don't be upset. We've been talking about this for almost an hour and a half, so it's probably mentioned. You just missed it. But the Reebok Soldier Ice bottoms. Do you remember those? The Soldier Ices? I don't know what that is.
I'm going to have to look them up.
Somebody said up north they used to call the Cortez the Dope Mans.
That would be new to me.
I'm from up north, and I don't remember.
Yeah.
From the city, too, and I don't remember them called the Dope Mans.
Which is interesting.
Where is up
but
north?
I know, because we used to call them Bullets or Gangster Nikes, and so I think it just depends on where you grew up, what you called those. But that would be that's interesting that they used to be called the
what
Dope
Mans. What
was
the Reebok?
The Soldier Ices?
I'm looking them up. They look pretty plain. I don't remember them being extremely popular. Maybe I just, was living under a rock.
Oh, they're
at
very
the time.
Similar.
Somebody
yeah.
said the Shaws were a big failure. I don't remember Shaws. Do you? Maybe they meant
Shaqs.
That's
a brand?
Maybe they meant Shaqs.
Yeah, the Shaqs were a failure.
I think they
the
meant
Ewings
Shaqs.
Were a failure. Yeah. The Olajuwon Spaldings.
Now that I see the failure, Q right? is next to the W, it had to be
yeah,
Shaqs.
Yeah, someone put
they were.
Starberries. There's a reason why Starberries were $15.
Oh, the good old Starberries.
Yeah, Starberries were $15 at Payless. There's a reason for that. Because you went back twice a month to get another pair after they blew out.
Yeah.
It's like a blown tire.
Look, last one. I'm a 90s baby, but because these got mentioned and no one said it yet. But I'm a 90s baby, and I'm into Nike. But the shoes that were hot were polo boots. Yes. Polo boots, Jordans, Nikes, LeBrons, 1-2-3s, and Fat Far. I don't know what that is.
Fat Farms.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, dude, I remember the Nike, or not the Nike, but the polo boots. Like, I used to have two or
those
three pairs of those.
Those were incredibly popular.
Yeah, they were. But what about Tim's?
Do you know when I decided, Tim's weren't as big down here. They were big, but not as big. But
yeah, they were big up north.
Polo boots were big. At the point when I decided to stop wearing polo boots is when I saw them for sale at a garage sale one day. And I was wearing the same ones that the dude was selling at the garage sale. And I was like, you know what? It's time. It's time I retire polo boots.
that was
pretty damn embarrassing because I was like, wow,
I didn't have
bucks,
a pair,
huh?
But they remind me of the Doc Martens.
Yeah, I used to have a ton of Docs because I worked at Journeys.
They sold
Docs like crazy.
Yeah, Doc Martens were really popular.
Shock's a big Doc Martin guy.
Is that right?
Loves Doc Martens. He's talking about starting a business that he custom paints, so maybe you guys could go into business together.
Travis with the $15,000 of Air Force Ones. Customize them.
Well, yeah, used to customize yours.
I did too. Travis should drop them off, and I'll start coloring for him.
Right, that's funny.
It's like a coloring book. Doc, you want to get in here real quick on the shoes? What's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, check it out. A couple of shoes y'all forgot about. You forgot about the Michael Vick cross trainer. I really...
Really comfortable.
That was a sharp shoe. It was comfortable. And I had actually been trying to find something similar to that to get my son to wear instead of cleats for his baseball. Because I really don't believe a baseball player needs cleats, but that's a story
that's
for another day.
Story for another
Fun
day.
Fun fact about those shoes, the leather is actually dog hide. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And then, no idea. The second shoe I got for you guys, and y'all didn't mention it, was the Stan Smith, the original Stan Smith.
Yes.
I know you can't hoop in them, but they look good.
Yes.
Man. And then the
I mentioned Granato still collects Stan Smiths. It's his go-to shoe.
Oh, okay. And then the third shoe that I have that I've been hooping in, I'm 50 years old and I still play basketball, is I found a Jordan brand shoe. I don't know who. It's a Jordan brand shoe. I don't know who shoe it's under, but it's so comfortable, and then it has an ankle support as well.
Okay,
I think Nick has those. I tweeted them out what they look like. They got a high heel on them, Doc.
Yes.
or a wedge.
Yes.
Appreciate the call, Doc. Thank you,
Doc. Thanks for the call. We've had some fun with this. We should probably turn ourselves back to the world of sports. But good conversation, gang. There was a lot of good discussion, and I said gang because, you know, we can't use other terms, but Phil Jackson used it. And by the way, did you see this? LeBron James won Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated and had Jay-Z to present him, and Jay-Z referenced the posse.
Oh, did he?
He did
twice.
Twice. Do you happen to still have that audio clip?
I do. I don't have it on me now, but we can.
All right, well, we'll look it up and we'll get to that as well, because two things there in terms of the LeBron acceptance and getting Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. One, Jay-Z presented and used posse and called Phil Jackson out. And two, LeBron used a safety pin on the photo shoot for his suit. Has more meaning than you think. It wasn't a rip in a seam. We can get to that, too. We got a whole lot more to get to. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
We have struck a nerve with our other esteemed member of our show. Travis definitely is in his shoe closet because he is out there tweeting us shoes that aren't what Barry was referring to, but he has hundreds of shoes, and he still keeps them in the box, obviously, because in the background you can see nothing but Nike box after Nike box. I gave up on that. I just keep them in a storage, in a big U-Haul box now, most of them, or on a shelf. But we kind of wrapped up the shoes. We got to the LeBron Sportsman of the Year for Sports Illustrated. I guess I don't think there's any doubt he's deserving. But he made a couple of statements, one by him, one by the person who presented him. First, he wore a safety pin on the picture for the cover, and everybody was kind of ragging on him and saying, well, what is that? You know, you got a rip. You're trying to keep something in line. And that was his political statement. The safety pin has become a symbol of solidarity with those Americans who fear they'll be disenfranchised by a Donald Trump presidency. So for all that Michael Jordan was the, I'm staying out of it, LeBron makes a statement that way on the cover of SI. And then he was presented by Jay-Z. Jay-Z took the opportunity to not only present him, but to kind of respond to Phil Jackson for using a term that people found derogatory.
As a dedicated family man who married his childhood sweetheart, Savannah, has three lovely children, the son who honors and worships his mother, Gloria, the friend who put his posse in position. I know. We know where we come from. We do understand where we come from. And the only difference between us and someone who has the MBA from Wharton or Sloan or Berkeley or Stanford is opportunity. LeBron James has provided his friends with that opportunity. And as we witness their development, and if we're looking up at the scoreboard, very few businessmen are better than Maverick Carter, Rich Paul, Randy Mims, and all the rest of the posse behind the scenes that make it look like they're just hanging out.
So there you have it. And those are
Maverick Carter is LeBron's agent, but most of those guys are LeBron's high school friends from way back in the day that he has kept along his side throughout, and they do a great job for him. They actually travel with the team, with him on the planes. They're at the games. They make sure that they manage everything and anything about LeBron James so that it's taken care of the right way. So Phil used the wrong term. I think that's safe to say. And then, you know, in the process, I just think he was misinformed and didn't do enough research, because, you know, he just needed to get a little bit more down to reality when he used the term that he used. But obviously LeBron's entire group around him does a hell of a job.
Yeah, you don't get to that level just half-assing it and faking it.
Right.
Right? Like, the things that these guys have accomplished is real. It's tangible, and it speaks volumes about what they're able to do as businessmen. And it's just, it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate that sometimes, because you look at people and don't take what they've accomplished serious because of where they've come from.
You agree with LeBron Sportsman of the Year?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they came back from 3-1 down and what he was able to accomplish and getting Cleveland the title, I think it was absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing. You go home, you put an entire city on your back and say, we're going to win a championship, and then you deliver on that. When, in fact, people were like, there's just no way. He doesn't have help. He can't do it on his own. You know, Kyrie's great, but he's good, but he's not great. He can't win.
Especially going down 3-1.
And people were like, it's LeBron versus. You know what I mean? Kevin Love disappeared. Kyrie Irving was never the go-to guy. It was LeBron versus the Warriors. And there was, yeah, and down 3-1,
yep.
It's over. It's it. It's done.
I don't think anybody gave them
I mean, if you said you did, you're a liar. I mean, there's. Yep. I don't think there's very many people that would have watched that and how good the Warriors were all year. And said, nah, yeah, LeBron's got this. There's no one said
no.
That. No.
Yeah, the way the Warriors, and you said it best, though, but the main thing is the Warriors from start to finish looked like they were running a marathon when everybody else was running a sprint. That, like, they were just that much head and shoulders above everybody else. And, you know, you can say what you want. He did have help, and this year, unlike the year before when Kyrie got hurt, Love got hurt, and he was really shorthanded in the finals, the block from behind, which will be a legendary play now in NBA history, and just play after play to come up clutch. I mean, he did shoulder the load. He did do the dirty work. And he got a lot of help from Kyrie at times, which he needed, which all championship teams do. But that was a monumental, in a lot of ways, for the city of Cleveland. But just the comeback and everything else, that was a monumental win for that franchise, for that player, yeah. For that the entire situation. There's no doubt.
Yeah. I would agree. I real quick, I know we're not on the shoes anymore, but I wanted to point this out because OU Mike, who at Boy. Times has been a
salty
contributor, sometimes
he does,
he's
yeah.
a D-bag.
Wow.
He's being a D-bag right now. This was one of the several tweets he sent about us talking about shoes. Mm-hmm. Gotta have them kicks, give me them kicks, foe. I bust a cap in your ass. And then he said something about how we're getting our street cred by talking about shoes, but then he used more ridiculous language.
I was one of those texts.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, OU Mike, people can talk about tennis shoes, and just because we love tennis shoes, you don't, I mean, just because people in Oklahoma don't have shoes, though, you don't have to be a D-bag wow. about it. Just because y'all ran around barefoot for so long, it's not my fault. That we like and enjoy different styles of shoes. So if you don't like it, you know, you can always turn the dial away until we talk sports and come back. But you don't have to be an a-hole.
Yeah,
about
I mean
it.
The other thing
just
is
chill, man. Not everything is going to be what you want to talk about. There are people listening that want to talk about shoes. Obviously, I can tell you that I deleted the text, and we have over 80 since I deleted them at 140.
So, my Twitter's been going crazy.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, people, this is a topic that's sincere
wrong,
to a
Barry,
lot of people,
and, Nick,
and it has nothing to do with being gangster.
We love sports. So because yeah. we love sports, you were into the shoe game. You were in tune because when a guy broke out, when the new Jordans came out,
yeah.
or Jordan wore a new pair for the first time. And look, I was a ball boy in Milwaukee for Jordan's first game as a pro, and he had in his bag all these different Air Jordans, and the league was saying he can't wear them. And remember, there was that big controversy.
Right.
And it already like grasped every bit of your attention. You were like, whoa, this is like FBI top secret stuff. This is badass. And then it got to the point where the NBA had to actually make, they had clauses, and they had clauses that said you can't wear shoes other than white with one color. And then it was this and it was that. And Nike would pay the fines and he would continue to play in the Air Jordans. And it, that was part of being a sports fan, man. That was like one of the headlines as part of what was going on in this world. And it changed everything in sports. So I don't think it's just in the hood or as OU, whatever he said. The bottom line is, if you were in sports, you knew exactly what was going on with shoes, starting with the Air Jordans and going on from there. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Well, he got the attention that he wanted, so, yes, congratulations. But I just, yeah, I read a lot of his texts and never read them on air.
We've had him on the air several times.
Yeah, but usually he doesn't have nice things to say, and so I just, yeah, whatever. How much time do we have, Nick? I'm sorry. I was talking. Real quick, Ubaldo Jr. on Twitter had a question. So you guys know Michael Floyd.
Yeah. The receiver got the DUI. We talked about it yesterday with Q.
Yep. Yeah. So he asked the question, which I find interesting. He said, should the Texans try to sign Michael Floyd to replace the fact that Braxton Miller was put on the IR? You know, they've called up a kid. I have to go look up his name because I forgot it already. But they called up a kid from the practice squad. My at first blush, you think, yeah. But you know what? It doesn't matter. One, the Texans sign choir boys. They don't sign bad boys that get DUIs.
Exactly.
And two, it doesn't matter. You could go out if I mean, dude, if Jerry Rice were to come back, you know, and have the ability, it's not going to matter if you can't get him the ball.
Brock, yeah.
No, it doesn't matter because who the quarterback is. You can throw anyone. You have one of the best wide receivers in the game, and you can't get him the ball. Adding another really good wide receiver isn't going to matter. It's not the receivers, I don't think. And, you hear people talking about the fact that these rookies haven't played that well. Yeah, there's no one to get them the ball.
We've said before,
that's the problem.
50-50 balls to D-Hop have become 30-70 balls.
Yeah.
Because of where they're thrown. And even Keenan would agree with that. And Travis. The other thing I would say, and just playing devil's advocate looking at this, right? And I agree with what Barry said. The McNairs, and because of the McNairs, Rick Smith follows the guidelines. It's a choir boy roster. They're not bringing in the problem child. But I will say this, and I'll let you guys kick it over when we come back. If the Arizona Cardinals are leading the NFC or in first place and in their division, do they make the same move? Mull on that, and we'll come back, talk about it. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4. Keenan McCardle at 3:30. Plenty to talk about with K-Mac, including the news coming down about Michael Floyd being released by the Cardinals. We can also get to Quentin Dempsey's take on Charles James, because we had talked to Keenan about that last week. And all your football questions, if you want to tweet them or text them to us or just wait and call in, that's fine.
OU Mike has responded again, and I feel like this is – so first he says Maverick Carter has taken the hard sell – the hard-to-sell product that is LeBron James. He's just a genius. I put him two above Albert Einstein. So that was his take on the Maverick Carter thing.
Sarcastic there?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Yeah. Putting him two above Albert Einstein? Yeah, without a doubt. But then he also said, come on, Barry, it's a give and take. You guys are such a one-way street, I have to keep you honest. And I don't understand what that is, because basically, OU Mike, you were being racist with your tweets, and I don't know how that would be translate to keeping us honest because we were talking about shoes. Now, if you want to make fun of us, like, here's a perfect example. I made fun of the shoes that Nick played basketball in.
Right.
called them jellies and they were girl shoes. And that's one thing. Like, if you want to make fun of this, but you were just being racist. So let's just keep it real, dude. I mean, you know, you can make fun of the show and all that. Just don't be racist. That's the thing.
Well, just look at the at his last tweet on the response.
Yeah.
Because it, again, it's
well, there are other people that don't agree with us. And he said, so here's another text. Sorry, Joel. Phil Jackson was not being racist when he said posse. LeBron needs to grow a pair and get thicker skin. I could understand if he said boys, but he didn't. Bunch of pansies. That was from Josh from Huntsville. Okay, solid take. I get it. That's the difference, and that's the things that we talk about in debate. But there's a whole difference in that and when we're talking about shoes and you're just texting and being racist. That's a completely different thing.
And for the most part, all our listeners are not like that, but from time to time.
Sure, every once in a while.
I mean, look, there's always a, you know, I guess I feel bad even saying a bad apple in the bunch, but, you're always going to get people that are going to have a different opinion, and some people are going to take it too far. So that's not what our intention is at any time or even on this topic. But the bottom line is, look, even with the posse comment, people have used it in the past. But because of what's going on in society today, and whether you're on the Black Lives Matter or you're talking about, you know, the police brutality or, you know, the election, whatever, there's a heightened sense of sensitivity and of focus on topics such as that. So a term like that, which maybe otherwise would have just been swept under the rug, comes to the forefront and sends up a red flag to some people. That's when the discussions happen. That's when people speak out. That's when you get what you got. And if you're going to talk about the Phil Jackson comment initially, then it's worth having the other side of it and having Jay-Z talk about when LeBron got the Sportsman of the Year.
Yeah, and because for me, it's not the word, right? It's the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the fact that he said posse. I say posse. I say crew. I use that word. It's not a racist word, per se.
Yeah, the context has a lot to do
with it. It's the context and the meaning that you have behind those words that I think matters. Honest to God, if you're being honest, and this is just my perspective and opinion on it, but if you think that Phil Jackson would have said the same thing about Tony Kukoc and his, quote, posse, you're fooling yourself.
100%. You're right.
You are fooling yourself. He would only use that term when talking about black players. That is the context that he used it in. And that's where the problem, that's where LeBron and Jay-Z and these guys have a problem.
Now, but I'm also man enough to say that when this story came out, I reevaluated how and when I've used the term in the past.
I didn't, because I know how I use it. And the difference is, like I said, it's the context and the meaning.
Because I agree with that. But I think that, and you make a good point about if it was Kukoc or someone else. But I mean, again, I'm not, people have used the term in the past, right? Like Mark Jones, I go back to from a broadcast perspective. Mark Jones, who used to host the NBA Today on ESPN, and he's now a play-by-play announcer for football and basketball on ESPN, used to say, I'm Mark Jones and my jam posse.
Yeah.
That was part of the show.
Right.
But now you look at it and you think about it because of the fact that, it, like I said, it's a different time, it's a different era, it's a different day and age right now in society where things are looked at and scrutinized a little differently.
And I can see both sides. I can see somebody being more trying to adjust the way they talk and be more sensitive. And then I can see Barry's side where, like, look, I know I'm not a racist. It depends on how you use it and the context. I can see myself kind of adjusting myself, like, because I can see myself totally using that word, but not in a racist sense,
that's
obviously.
That's just it. Like, hey, man, me and my crew, we're going to go, you know, we're going to go play some basketball this weekend.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think you would refer to your own crew as your posse, would you?
I have, yeah, in the past.
I would kind of jokingly, or not even just jokingly, just.
But understand that term, from my perspective, was relevant and prevalent coming up in a hip-hop culture in the mid-80s to late 80s and early 90s. It was a term we used. I mean, there was a whole song called Posse on Broadway.
Oh, my God. Sir,
there was
a lot.
The Beastie Boys, Me, My Posse, and MCA. It was a word, it was part of a vernacular in hip hop culture. But when you have guys that you don't, I mean, unless I'm mistaken and Phil Jackson was actually a part of hip hop culture, when you have a guy on the outside of that looking in, using it as a reference, it's like, it's the same, to me, it's the same way that the word thug is used. It within the culture, you might, you know, there's thuggish, ruggish, bone thugs and harmony. There's this word that's used as just part of a vernacular, part of the culture of hip-hop at that time, whatever it may be. But when you're on the outside of that and don't understand it, you use the word as a derogatory meaning. It's a big difference. And I think that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the word posse. Because, yes, I used to say posse all the time. In fact, I would probably say it today when referring to doing something back in the day with my friends. I'd be like, yeah, dude, me and my posse used to go down to the mall.
Right.
But that's what we called it.
Right.
But that's the difference, too, is the context and how it's used, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, for the most part, it's just, and again, we could go back and forth on this, and I don't want to make this into a political discussion that's going to go crazy either, but the term has a different meaning than, well, you know, Phil Jackson could say, well, back in the West, in the Wild West.
It has nothing to do with the West.
He made it worse by trying to...
Yeah. Now you're just trying to whitewash it, essentially. You're making it worse by trying to say, well... posse is a Western word. No, you know exactly what you meant by that. You had no intentions of assuming that LeBron James rides a horse with a bunch of other dudes rolling around town to town.
But even it was derogatory too, because he was using it in a derogatory sense. If he'd have said LeBron and his posse
are doing great things,
we're out in the community yesterday doing a phenomenal job building houses for kids.
Guarantee you he's never used posse in that way, ever.
But because he said LeBron and his posse, who wanted to stay an extra night in Cleveland and wanted the team charter to hold back and blah, 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 he had a negative context to the entire comment, which brings even more negative light when you use the term like that.
Yeah.
So, Clarence, you're a friend of the show, so we know you're a frequent caller. So welcome to the show. I know you want to chime in on this real quick before we change topics.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Clarence?
It's like Joel said. You know how parents used to tell us not what you say and how you say it and how you use it. It's like Joel said. He used it in a negative context. He could have put any word up in there, and I think LeBron would have probably had a problem. We didn't say him and his boys. Mm-hmm. Wanted to stay in Cleveland, and then he probably would have had a problem with that. Him and his homies.
Yeah, homies would have been used,
and he would have been, oh, another one. Boys with a Z. He would have made sure to point that out.
Yeah, like you said, it's not what you say. Like, when you say boys, and you pronunciate the Z at the end, then obviously all of us wouldn't know who they were talking about. I don't have a problem with Phil or LeBron or anything like that. It's just like, is what you say and how you say it. He could have used any other word in any other context, and it probably wouldn't be a problem. But here we go a month out, and it's not Jay-Z had to chime into it, and it's making it bigger than what it actually is. I think it should have been over and done when LeBron said, well, he doesn't like Phil anymore. He lost respect for him, and that should have been it. But now I guess it's becoming a bigger issue than what it actually is with everything that's going on and people being a little extra sensitive about it.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt
about it. And that's all I had to say about that.
Appreciate it, Clarence. Thanks for always chiming in and bringing some good takes to the show. And before we break on the topic, Wesley, one more on this topic. Come on in.
Yes. I get the whole Phil Jackson thing with the posse and things, but in my opinion, LeBron should have a bigger problem being called a king, or being referred to as a king, because last I checked, what I know of, kings didn't do very nice things. So I'll just let you guys, comment on that.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
I'm confused and lost.
I don't know what the hell he said.
I mean, I think it's, kings back in the day who would hang people and kill people for things they did and everything like that, but I mean, it's a stretch.
I don't. Yeah, I'm confused.
I took a shot at it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah,
there are a couple of people adamantly disagreeing on Twitter, telling me to shut up. It's fine. I mean, it's fine. You don't have to agree with the opinion. It certainly is one of those topics that will be prone to debate, I think, as long as it stays relevant. So
yeah. So there you go. So cool. Hey, we're not afraid to talk about it. So. We got it out there. You can agree, you can disagree. When we have educated discussions about it, it's exactly that. It's a discussion. It's an argument when you start ticking people off and taking shots. I want to tell you guys about that tournament that we gave 4 tickets away earlier. It's a doubleheader, actually, not a tournament. Great college action at the Toyota Center this Saturday, December 17th, starting at 11 a.m. It is the Fighting Aggies of Texas A&M against the nationally ranked Arizona Wildcats at 11 a.m., followed by Shaka Smart's Longhorns of Texas against Arkansas and the Razorbacks. Tickets are going fast. They start at just $20, and it includes both games. It's an unbelievable value. If you got family and friends in for the holidays, you're looking for something to do on Saturday, why not catch two basketball games for $20? Top-ranked college athletes. Great to see. Fuddruckers also has a family pack, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 drinks, and 4 coupons for a future Fuddrucker sandwich, just $99. All tickets for sale on HoustonToyotaCenter.com or via phone, 866-4-H-O-U-T-I-X, 866-446-8849. Arizona, like I said, nationally ranked. You got the Aggies, the Longhorns, and renewing kind of the old SEC or Southwest Conference, I should say, rivalry, UT and Arkansas squaring off. So good college basketball, a great price. All available at Houston Toyota Center HoustonToyotaCenter.com, 866-4-H-O-U-T-I-X, 866-446-8849.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.